I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Civilians continue to bear the brunt of Sudan's civil war. A recent attack on a hospital claimed over 40 lives, including health workers and children. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says vulnerable groups are coming under fire.
It's soft targets. These are not military bases. Less than 10% of the hospitals and clinics in the country are even operational. And so the humanitarian crisis just continues to rise.
In the midst of the chaos, believers are holding fast. Through partners like Samaritan's Purse, Mega Voice audio Bibles bring both hope and help. Pray for strength and resources for medical workers and ask God to meet those urgent needs.
The whole cholera situation is a growing epidemic this year. They think it's going to be worse than what it was in 2023.
Then imagine life in a third world prison. Inmates have a greater chance to know and grow in the hope of Christ when there's an active church planted within those walls. The good news? Don Solomeyer with Prisoners for Christ says almost every prison they've served in over the years has some form of church, but these churches need support. Prisoners for Christ's International Bible Institute disciples inmates in their faith in Christ. They also connect local churches outside the prison with the inmates.
When we go to various countries, we go into their prisons and we model how to do services and things of that nature. But then we're gone. Who's there to carry over?
Solomeyer encourages pastors around the world to view prison churches as part of their congregation. Learn more in the full story at our website about this ministry's vision to raise up inmate chaplains. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. Thank you.